The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and the happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And on this program, we're going to start out with audio-described performances. Of course, audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It's a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. All right, so the next audio-described performance on our list, Saturday, August 25th, The Shape of Water. A mute janitor in a top-secret government facility falls in love with a sensitive asset, an Amazonian water god. This distinctive film won Oscars for Best Picture and Best Director. The film is shown in the North Carolina Museum of Art Park, starting at 8:30, again, that's Saturday, August 25th. Next up, Sunday, August 26th, it's Sister Act. When disco diva Dolores Van Cartier witnesses a murder, she is put in protective custody in one of the places that the cops are sure she won't be found, a convent. While struggling through the restrictions of her new lifestyle, she uses her unique disco moves and singing talent to inspire the choir, but in doing so, she jeopardizes her cover. It's filled with powerful gospel music, outrageous dancing, and a truly moving story. Of course, this is at Raleigh Little Theater at 3 on Sunday, August 26th. Then moving to Saturday, September 15th, it is 1776. Witness the birth of a nation as our forefathers struggle to craft the Declaration of Independence. The seminal event in American history blazes to vivid life in this most unconventional of Broadway hits. 1776 puts a human face on the pages of history as we see the men behind the national icons. Proud, frightened, uncertain, irritable, charming, often petty, and ultimately noble figures determined to do the right thing for a fledgling nation. This is at Temple Theater in Sanford. Performance starts at 7:30 on Saturday, September 15th. Tuesday, September 18th, it's Robin Hood. Comic genius Ken Ludwig brings his rip-roaring romp through Sherwood Forest to playmakers with all the thrills and romance you could ask for. Of course, this is at Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. Friday, September 21st, it's Men on Boats. In 1869, John Wesley Powell led a group of 10 men down the Colorado River to chart its course. With only 4 boats, a month's provisions, and plenty of moxie, these men risked the life and limb all in the name of manifest destiny. This is based on Powell's travel journals. This modern action adventure adds new perspective to exploration and our look at history. This is at NC State University's Titmus Theater at 7:30. Sunday, October 7th, it's the Revolutionists. This is at Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Sunday, October 14th, Stuff Happens. Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium at 2. Tuesday, October 16th, Skeleton Crew. Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. Saturday, October 20th, In the Heights. North Carolina Theater at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. The curtain goes up at 2. And finally, Sunday, October 21st, Once on This Island. This is Cary Youth Theater, Cary Arts Center at 3 o'clock. All right, let's turn to the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Friday through Sunday, that's September 7, 8, and 9, it's Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, presenting In the Heart of the Fire. Featuring giant puppets, stilt dancers, shadow puppets, and original live music, Paper Hand's annual production is a wild, wondrous spectacle. About this year's show, co-director Donovan Zimmerman asks, "What makes us who we are? Is it our cleverness, the machines we forge, and the towers we build? Or is it the stories we share and the fire in our hearts?" While suitable for all ages, the show carries a strong environmental message with some adult content. Again, that's Friday through Sunday, September 7th through the 9th, the North Carolina Museum of Art. Then the schedule is out for the North Carolina Museum of Art's Sights and Sounds Concert Series, all events starting at 2 on Sundays, unless noted. And at this point, we'll just go through the list rather than an explanation of each. October 14th, Caroline Shaw and Jasper String Quartet. November 18th, Borromeo String Quartet. February 3rd, Melange. March 3rd, Quartet for the End of Time. April 7th, Benjamin Bielman on violin and Andrew Tyson on piano. April 28th, William Mac Nelson, guitar. May 5th, Olga Kleinkina. May 12th, Solomon Eichner, piano. Brian Regan, violin. Bonnie Thron on cello. Let's move on to some Carolina music festivals, several of them right now, especially leading up to Labor Day weekend. August 24th and 25th, it's Jam in the Trees in Black Mountain. The festival debuted in 2016 as a celebration of authentic roots music, community, and philanthropy. A portion of the proceeds go to a local not-for-profit, Wild Forests and Faunas. Festival site is Pisgah Brewing Company. August 24th through the 26th, Beats and Bars Festival. This is in Durham. The urban festival is dedicated to cultivating the founding elements of hip-hop culture. It presents club and outdoor stage shows, art fixtures, and panel discussions. The festival's in its third year, and the site of that festival, American Tobacco Campus. August 25th, it's Rock the Beach Festival. It's in Carolina Beach. The new festival at the beach stage will feature three tribute bands and is presented with the tagline, "Listen to the music you know while drinking your beer." Vendors from breweries and vineyards will be on site for those who don't want to bring their own. Festival site is the Carolina Beach Boardwalk. August 31st and September 1st, Smoky Mountain Folk Festival, and this is in Lake Junaluska. The festival presents traditional Southern Appalachian music and dance by regional fiddlers, banjo players, string bands, ballad singers, buck dancers, and square dance teams, as well as the sounds of dulcimer, harmonica, jute harp, bagpipes, spoons, saws, and folk ensembles of all sorts. The festival is in its 48th year, and the festival site is Stewart Auditorium, Lake Junaluska Conference and Retreat Center. Okay, August 31st through September 2nd, it's the Happy Valley Old Time Fiddlers Convention. This is in Lenoir, the resting place of Tom Dooley's lamented victim, Laura Foster. Musicians and music lovers gather each Labor Day weekend to pay homage to the legends and stories of the Yadkin River Valley. Festival site is Jones Farm. September 1st, Eastside Block Music Festival in Charlotte. The inaugural Eastside Block Music Festival on Charlotte's Lower East Side last year presented local talent, food and merchandise vendors, a health fair, a kids zone, exhibitors, and more. This is all free, and it's sponsored in part by the Mecklenburg County Parks and Recreation Department. The festival site is the Albemarle Road Recreation Center baseball field. September 1st and 2nd, John Coltrane International Jazz Blues Festival. This is in High Point. The Labor Day Weekend Festival is sponsored by the Friends of John Coltrane, which works to preserve and celebrate the life and music of John Coltrane and to enrich the lives of others through the introduction of jazz and other musical genres. The festival is in its eighth year. Festival site is the Oak Hollow Festival Park. Also September 1 and 2, African American Cultural Festival of Raleigh and Wake County. This is, of course, in Raleigh. The annual Labor Day Weekend Festival celebrates African American culture through art, music, dance, food, and community. Local and national musical acts are presented both days on the main stage in addition to a juried art gallery, craft and food vendors, educational and hands-on activities in the Family Village, and more. It's a free street festival, and the site is City Plaza, Fayetteville Street, Raleigh. September 1st and 2nd again, Prague Day in Chapel Hill. The intimate festival of progressive rock music features artists from all over the world. The 2018 festival will include the Saturday evening screening of a 30-minute segment of the upcoming feature documentary Romantic Warriors 4. The festival is in its 24th year, and the festival site is Storybook Farm. For September 1st through the 3rd, Camp Juju, this is in Snow Camp. Juju Guru's festival presents music, sideshows, camping, and fellowship at Little Creek Vineyard and Music. September 2nd, New River Blues Festival. This is in Grassy Creek. This Sunday afternoon in the mountains features acclaimed artists performing in a picturesque setting on the banks of the New River. The festival's in its 16th year, and the festival site is Riverhouse Country Inn. September 6th through the 8th, it is Music Fest at Blue Bear Mountain. This is in the community of Todd. The campground-based show features side-by-side stages on a 155-acre mountaintop site. Festival site is Blue Bear Mountain Campground. And as we've talked about several times, September 6th through the 8th is the Hopscotch event in Raleigh. September 7 and 8, Blues and Roots Celebration in Durham. A new festival replaces the Bull Durham Blues Festival, which ran for almost 30 years. The Haytide Heritage Center says its Blues and Roots Celebration will honor the legacy of African-American contributions to the blues and roots music genres. The festival site is the Haytide Heritage Center. September 7th through the 9th, Mountain Song Festival in Brevard. The Steep Canyon Rangers host this weekend event at the Brevard Music Center. September 7th through the 9th as well, North Carolina Folk Festival in Greensboro. The new North Carolina Folk Festival replaces the National Folk Festival. Now, the new festival will be modeled on its predecessor, and the festival site is downtown Greensboro. September 8th, Carolina Bible Camp Bluegrass Festival. This is in Moxville. Proceeds from the day benefit the Carolina Bible Camp Scholarship Fund and the CBC Development Fund. Festival site is Carolina Bible Camp. Two more. One, September 8th, Beer Acana Craft Beer and Music Festival. This is in nearby Holly Springs. Beer Acana showcases craft beer from breweries all across North Carolina and beyond. The festival site is Sugg Farm at Bass Lake Park. And finally, September 7 and 8, Stoke Stomp Festival on the Dan. This is in Danbury. The festival presents a couple of well-known Americana and traditional music headliners, plus local acts, a children's music stage, dance teams, a parade with high school marching bands, arts and crafts, and other activities in a park on the Dan River. The free festival is put on by the Stokes County Arts Council. It's currently in its 44th year. Festival site is Moratalk Park. All right, back in Raleigh at North Hills, the Friday Night Tributes are back. They're August 24th through October 12th, 7 to 9 each week, Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills. All right, August 24th, Crucial Fire, a Bob Marley tribute. August 31st, Gimme Shelter, obviously a Rolling Stones tribute. September 7th, 20 Ride, Zac Brown tribute. September 14th, Zoso, Led Zeppelin tribute. September 21st, Sugar and Spice versus Larger Than Life, Boy Bands versus Girl Bands. It's the ultimate 90s battle. September 28th, The Shakedown, Tom Petty tribute. October 5th is Liquid Pleasure, hip-hop and R&B. October 12th, 42, which is a Coldplay tribute. Sunday, September 16th, North Hills, the Midtown Bluegrass Series features Lonely Heartstring Band and Circus Number 9. If you're in for a few laughs, here's the rundown for Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh on West Morgan Street. August 23rd is Caleb Sinan. Caleb is one of the hottest young comics in the country, funny and good-looking. His unique background as a preacher's kid from a small southern town gives him the ability to relate to any and every crowd. August 24th through the 26th, Adele Givens. Adele, a.k.a. the Queen of Comedy, has left audiences in stitches for the better part of the last 2 decades. August 31st through September 2nd, Benji Brown. Benji has performed alongside some of the industry's biggest stars, including Chris Rock and Steve Harvey. September 7th through the 9th, Yvonne Orgie, one of the most exciting breakout talents in the U.S. Yvonne stars opposite Issa Rae in HBO's critically acclaimed comedy series Insecure and is currently developing her own sitcom. Monday, September 11th, Sean Patton, originally from New Orleans. Sean is a comedian, writer, storyteller, and performer based in New York. Tuesday, September 12th, Brent Blakeney. Brent is a comedian out of Raleigh. He's been ardently practicing his craft since 2011 and has not let off the gas. Hard work and dedication has paid off in the form of opportunities to work with names such as Brian Regan, Bill Burr, Elisa Schlesinger, Bruce, and others. September 13th through the 16th, Tony Roberts. Stand-up veteran and comedian's comedian Tony has been cracking up audiences since 1992 with his charismatic presence and nonstop punchlines. Since then, he's graced the stages of some of the country's premier comedy clubs and been featured as a performer on everything from Def Comedy Jam to BET's Comic View. September 18th and 19th, Michael Q., a Long Island native, Mike planted his seeds in comedy in the 7th grade by winning a comedy writing contest. Then there's Steve Trevino, September 20th through the 22nd. He's from a small South Texas town. Steve has become one of the most in-demand comics in the country thanks to 2 top-rated hour-long specials for Showtime and Netflix and appearances on Comedy View, Comic View. Lest we forget, all shows are 18+. All right, the Hopscotch Music Festival, September 6th through the 8th. 120 bands over 3 days. Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From large outdoor main stages in Raleigh City Plaza and Red Hat Amphitheater to intimate club shows, The festival features music in almost every genre imaginable. Rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its schedule highlights this diversity each year. The lineup of musicians and bands is so extensive, it's nearly impossible because I'd leave somebody out for sure. Suffice to say, about 20% of the performers are from North Carolina. Then there's the Dreamville Festival. This takes place on September 15th, just, 3 weeks away? Curated by platinum-selling rapper and North Carolina native J. Cole, Dreamville will be a multi-stage festival that offers an opportunity for J. Cole to give back to his home state that has helped shape the artist he has become with a one-of-a-kind celebration of local culture, food, and art that also features a curated selection of music performers, blending together some of today's biggest national acts with exciting up-and-comers. There are a range of ticket prices for the Dreamville Festival. General admission is $109, and there are three levels of VIP tickets, $229, $289, and $449. Then, of course, there's the Art of Cool Festival in Durham. That's September 28 and 29, and the Art of Cool Festival, also known as AOC Fest. A cool remix of Black American music takes place in downtown Durham for a weekend festival of forward-thinking jazz, alternative soul, and mature hip-hop. The mission of AOC Fest is to expand the audience for jazz while championing innovative thought around music and culture. The festival is expected to draw over 10,000 music lovers to the vibrant city of Durham as a destination experience for all. And this is the fifth anniversary of the Art of Cool Festival. There are several venues: Durham Bulls Athletic Park, the Durham Armory, the Carolina Theater, and then we got Motorco, the Pinhook, and more. Then, of course, another one at the end of September, the International Bluegrass Music Association, otherwise known as IBMA. It's right around the corner. Raleigh is once again hosting the event, welcoming thousands of bluegrass fans from all over the world. World of Bluegrass 2018 runs September 25th through the 29th and includes Wide Open Bluegrass, the Bluegrass Ramble, the Association's Business Conference, and, of course, the award show. Wide Open Bluegrass hosts more than 100 artists on 8 stages over 2 days, Friday, September 28th, and Saturday, September 29th. It features IBMA and Grammy Award winners, top-notch emerging acts, traditional bluegrass, and acts that stretch the boundaries across those 8 stages in downtown Raleigh. The main stage of Red Hat Amphitheater is a fundraiser for the Bluegrass Trust Fund, a 501c3 that provides emergency support for bluegrass music professionals. Concerts start at 2 both Friday and Saturday afternoons, and the final performance each day starts at 9:30. All right, let's check out what's going on in Cary. Just 2 Friday concerts remaining in the Bands, Bites, and Boats series at the Bond Park Boathouse on High House Road. They play host to musicians, food trucks, and after-hours boat rentals. The concerts are free. As we said, 2 Friday concerts left, September 7th, Ed Stevenson and the Paco Band from 5 to 7. And then October 5th, My Cousin Skinny from 4 to 7. Marvelous Music Main Stage Series is back. Come to downtown Cary and be part of 6 incredible evenings of entertainment. The 21st season marks the 8th anniversary of this beloved series in the restored historic Cary Arts Center. The series showcases a variety of emerging and nationally acclaimed touring artists. All performances start at 7:30. Friday, September 14th, it is Mike Super. He's a magician and illusionist. As the winner of NBC's hit TV show, Phenomenon, Mike is the only magician in history to win a live magic competition on primetime network television. Mike is also a top finalist on NBC's number one rated summer series, America's Got Talent, and Penn and Teller's Fool Us. Friday, November 9th, Hubok Quartet. Of Vietnamese origin, Hubok Quash skillfully combines Vietnamese and Chinese musical sounds with North American jazz. Saturday, January 26th, The Next Generation Leahy. Friday, February 15th, Masters of Soul. Friday, March 8th, The Queen's Cartoonists. And Friday, April 12th, The Velvet Caravan. Also, there's the Marvelous Music Family Series. This is all about family, and all shows are presented at the Cary Arts Center. Saturday, October 13th, it's Antonio Rocca. He presents Kaleidoscopia. Welcome to Antonio's world of mime, sound effects, zany characters, physical comedy, and one-of-a-kind storytelling. This performance showcases Antonio's versatile talents for silent and spoken works. The zaniness starts at 11 a.m. Saturday, November 3rd, Nugget and Fang. This is presented by Arts Power. This under the sea musical tells the story of Nugget, a minnow, and Fang, a shark, who get along swimmingly. The musical starts at 3 o'clock. Saturday, December 15th, Cary Ballet presents The Nutcracker Suite. The Nutcracker Suite starts at 11 a.m., and it runs approximately 1 hour. And Saturday, February 16th, it is Bubble Trouble. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.